What's up, guys? Welcome back to Contemplating the Unknown. I'm Austin Rocha here with
Aiden Macias.
And this week we are going to be talking about the Pearl Harbor conspiracy theory. Aiden, why don't you just give us a brief preview, about what this conspiracy theory is about.
Okay. I believe that Franklin Delano Roosevelt could have prevented Pearl Harbor because in October 9th, the U.S. has deciphered a secret message sent by Japan to its spies in Hawaii to ask them to pinpoint important ships docked and to divide the port into five sections, and this would soon later be called bomb plots. But this deciphered message was never brought to the commanders, Admiral Busman Kimball and Gerald Walter Schartz.
I mean, bomb plot is a war strategy that every nation uses. I mean, was there even anything talking about an air attack?
No, there wasn't any talk about an air attack, but this is one of the first recorded of these bomb plots.
I honestly think that it wasn't true, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he never knew of any messages about Japan planning an attack, because, first of all, there was never information was released a few years ago that there was never a telegram sent to FDR. He was caught off guard, just like his servicemen down in Pearl Harbor. They were caught off guard. Okay, I mean, could there have been radio messages between Japanese generals and their allies? Yeah, but given the time to intercept the message, to break down the code, to decipher that message, and deliver the telegram that was never even real to FDR, it's not possible to to do it on time to prevent the Pearl Harbor attack. I still think FDR never knew about any plans of the Japanese attacking on Pearl Harbor before it actually happened.
I believe because there has been biography of FDR, his cabinet saying that he did review every secret message that there was.
What evidence, though?
There has been videos of them, documentaries saying that he looked over them, but secretly did not say anything, so that the war efforts, so he can start World War II or join in. I also believe, because here's more evidence of why he could have prevented it, around November, the end of November of 1921, or 41, it was when the U.S. and Japan's tensions were all-time high, and that was when Ryoko Monomoto, sorry for the botched names, by the way, assembled a strong fleet, and around November 22nd, there has been claims that a radio station nicknamed Station H at Hawaii that intercepted a secret message that ordered from Matsumoto to Nagamoto to advance into Hawaiian waters and to attack the main forces of U.S. fleet.
I mean, again, what's the evidence that you have?
The only evidence was the station, but it was sadly destroyed during the raid. So there's only the only left is the foundation of the building. But a few days before the attack, Admiral Kimball sent two air carriers, USS Lexington and USS Enterprise, to two different islands. USS Enterprise departed on November 28th and Lexington on December 5th, so that during the attack there would be no air carriers damaged. Some say it's coincidence that there was no, that Kimball just threw out ships. But honestly, how many coincidences in war do you hear about?
None. I mean, all I hear is just death.
True. Another point to make out is, during the day of Pearl Harbor, a submarine was shot out of the water, and they didn't think of anything of it, and radio signals picked up multiple airplanes inbound of Hawaii, but due to miscommunication and inexperience, they assumed it was a scheduled B-17 bombing, and they just ignored it. But whether you want to believe that it could be prevented or not, all of us know that it was a sad tragedy that what happened to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, developed one of the greatest speeches of all time.
Indeed. And whether you want it to believe that it could be prevented and it was only used so that the U.S. can join in World War One, it's kind of sad to imagine that only our soldiers are just pawns in a game.
Yeah.
It's truly sad.
I mean, my opinion, it still stands. I don't think anything could change my mind that FDR never knew, you know. Because, you know, back on what I said earlier about decoding the message, you know, breaking down the code and all that, and then putting, you know, the letter and all that to send it to Roosevelt, you know, it's not possible to do it, to prevent, it just couldn't be prevented.
And I believe that it could be prevented. Some could say that why didn't anyone see the airplanes coming in? I mean, just a fleet of Japanese airplanes coming in. And not one single person looked up in the sky and saw that?
Yeah.
Well, believe what you want to believe.
Well, trust me, I will. Well, that's all that we have for this week. Tune in next week, and I'm Austin Rocha with
Aiden Macias.
We are signing off, and we'll see you next week.
Goodbye.